His life, we were in Medina this afternoon. They had a ceremony there, and Larry was laid to rest. But heard the sister say, "Larry's still with us," and Larry is still with us. And I say this all the time, you know, all of us have lost loved ones, and we know that loved one's still with us. Some of the things that loved one would do and some of the things that loved one would say will continue to resonate in our lives. I know my own mom, and I think about it. All I have to do is ride by a Red Lobster, and I remember my mom saying, "Well, if you go to a seafood restaurant, order seafood." Because my brothers would order steaks, and they would always come in all messed up, and she would tell them that. And you will have things that you'll remember about Larry. And like you say, when Jeopardy comes on and you can't come up with the answer, you know Larry would have had it. Because Larry watched Jeopardy, and he probably was cheating because he probably seen some reruns. I think about Larry all the time, because I look back there and Larry be sitting there. I knew one person in the church wasn't going to be texting and talking to nobody. Larry was paying attention and watching the things that I said, and I believe Larry was watching me too, making sure that I was living what I was saying. I never had a problem. Sometimes the water would be cold. You go in the bathroom, you use the bathroom, and the water takes a long time to warm up in our bathroom, but not with Larry was in the bathroom. When Larry was in the bathroom, all the water was running hot because Larry washed his hands for 15, 20 minutes. You know, I say, "Larry, you're going to wash the skin off your hands." And he just look at me and he just keep on washing. So Larry was good people. Didn't say a whole lot. Never had a problem. I asked Larry in Sunday school. I said, "Larry, you want to read?" And he'd just read. And he'd read anything we asked him to read in Sunday school. And he'd continue to read. And then there were some Sundays I didn't ask him to read. He'd read anyway. He'd just be sitting back reading, you know. He'd just be reading. But Larry was courageous. Larry knew something that I believe all of us need to know. And I believe Larry left a great message, because I was looking for someone in the Bible that reminded me of Larry. And I thought about the centurion soldier. Because the centurion soldier saw some things. And in Matthew 27, says the centurion soldier was watching Jesus. Say he was watching Jesus. He watched everything Jesus did. We talked about it Sunday. He watched the conversation that the two criminals had on the cross. He listened to that. He listened to them bicker. He listened to those two criminals fight about their own salvation, and he heard the one criminal say, "Well, we getting what we deserve. We deserve to die because we criminals, and the law demanded that we pay for our sins." Then he looked at the other thief, and the other thief looked at him and said, "Well, you know what? This man has not sinned." And then he called him Lord. He received him as Lord. But some of the other things that I believe Larry heard. Jesus look out into the crowd, all the seven sayings, and he said, "Father, forgive them." Larry, like all of us, represented the crowd. Larry would have been in that crowd, and we'd have been in that crowd, and we would have been at a point in our life where we'd have had to ask God to forgive us. And I believe when Larry, on June 27th of 2011, asked this church and this pastor, said, "I need to be baptized, Pastor. I need to get right with God because I know my liver ain't real good. And I know it's just a matter of time before I see you. And when I see you, I want you to understand that I asked you for forgiveness. I knew I was a sinner and I needed to be forgiven." And Larry had a bad liver, but I believe Larry saying, "My liver was bad, but some of us in here got some bad stuff too. Amen. It may not be a liver, it may be something else. Some of us right now probably walking around in here with 80, 90% blockage in 3 out of 4 arteries, don't even know it. And I think Larry's had a message and said, you know what? You need to ask God to forgive you now, because you may not get a chance like I did. I had 7 years or 6 years after I asked God to baptize me, asked the church to baptize me, forgive me of my sins. I had some time. You may not have that same opportunity. Larry wanted to be in heaven. I say it all the time, and I'm pretty sure Larry has heard it. I always say everybody in heaven want to be there. See, you're not going to live any kind of way down here and just go to heaven. Larry wanted to go to heaven, and he wanted his sins forgiven, and he wanted to go to heaven. So we can talk about it, because Larry talked about it. When Larry said, I want to be baptized, one of the things we do before we take him down into the water, we say on the confession of your faith, that you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose from the grave. And not only that, but right now he sits at the right hand of God, and one day he's going to meet you. Larry said, I believe that. And we took him down in the water. And you know, you guys have heard me say, you know, it was a traumatic thing, because Larry didn't go all the way under the first time. His head was about this far. He was probably, the water was up to his forehead. And at that time in 2011, we had a deacon here that believed you needed to hit the bottom of the pool. Larry hit the bottom of the pool and came out of that water. And I know he'll never forget his baptism. I know, I was traumatized by it. But Larry was baptized in the name of the Father and the Son, yes, and then the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, that's a message for somebody, because I don't believe everybody in here been baptized. And I know there's some preachers that'll get up here and put everybody in heaven. Well, I always teach there are two heavens. You may make sure you go to the right one. Amen. See, there's a heaven like the flea market. You go up to the flea market, and you can go up to the flea market and get you a Gucci bag and pay $30 for, or you can go to Dillard's and get you a Gucci bag. Which one you want? And it's the same thing when it comes to heaven. Which heaven do you want to go to? Because most preachers are going to get up here and lie. Okay? They're going to put everybody in the flea market heaven. You need to make sure you're going to the right heaven. Okay? You need to make sure you're going to the right heaven, because all y'all going to a heaven. Okay? Because a lot of these funeral directors, they get a preacher $75 and they charge the family some money. Listen, nobody paying me nothing. I'm going to tell you the truth. Okay? You can go to the Sunrise or whatever that flea market heaven, or you can go to the real one. But everybody ain't going to see Larry if you go to the flea market heaven. Larry understood the cross like the centurion, and the centurion would have seen something else on that cross. He'd have seen Jesus holler out, I thirst. He's still thirsty. Larry is being used by the Lord right now to invite you guys here, because see, the Lord still thirsts. He's still looking for folks to receive him as Lord and Savior. Because see, everybody get a shot at this. No one leaving here alive. Folks dying in the street. Many of you young folks in here think you're invincible. I got time. Well, time waits for no man. And we've been burying folks in Youngstown. And I talked to my deacon. He was in Chicago. And I said, you got to be careful now. You just can't be riding through Chicago. Because in January, 59 folks was murdered. Now all 59 of them is in heaven. Okay? But then you got to ask yourself, which heaven did them 59 go to? Because see, some of us are on the block pushing weight. And when we robbing dope boy, get shot in the head. And they in heaven. never confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, never received him as Lord and Savior, never been born again. Because I read somewhere in John chapter 3 where Jesus told Nicodemus, listen, Nicodemus, you must be born again to get into heaven. Now, I don't know what Donald Trump heaven is or Hillary Clinton heaven is, but I beg to differ that they ever received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I don't know. Something else the centurion seen on the cross. He looked up and Jesus said, listen, let me tell you, Jesus said, it is finished. My work here is done. I came to die for the sins of the world. Jesus said, Luke 19:10, Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. You know who he used to seek? He uses us now, because he said, my work is finished. Now he using Larry Jr. right now to seek and save the lost, because Larry Jr. got some lost nieces and nephews and uncles and cousins. And he calling you. He's thirsting and calling you through Larry. You here because God called Larry and Larry called you. That's plain. You want to make sure you're going to the right place. Now, Larry spent a lot of time in bed. Seen a lot of stuff on the news. Probably helped him make his decision. He probably seen all the earthquakes and all the bombings and all the murder and all the hatred and all the evil and all the darkness. And the centurion seen all that. The word of God said the centurion watching Jesus seen all that. He seen all that was said on the cross. He seen all that was going on at that time. And like you, the centurion said this, his own words, truly, watching all these things, truly, truly, this was the Son of God. Of God. Is he truly the Son of God? Is he truly the Son of God? Let me close with this. In Ephesians, the folks that come to this church a lot, you know the pastor loves Ephesians. And I love it for this one verse. This is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. And I know y'all say, well, he loves every verse, but I really, truly believe that you need to get an understanding of this verse. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. 8 and 9, it goes like this. And this is for someone here who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Who right now knows good and well in their heart of hearts. If I die today, I don't have nobody that's going to sing for me. I don't have nobody that's going to pray for me that know me, that can pray. See, some folks, you know, some of y'all have friends that you can't count on to pray for you. They don't even know how to pray. You don't have no friends that can sing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nobody gonna make you no macaroni and cheese. Nobody gonna make you no lemon cake. I just know that. But for you. Paul's teaching here in Rome in Ephesians 2, he says this. He says, here's how you get saved. And somebody, I need to be saved. Because if that man is right, I'm going to hell. And you may call it the heaven, bootleg heaven, bling heaven, whatever, how you want to name it. But if that man is right, then I need what Larry Jr. received. I need to hear what Larry Jr. heard, because I know right now that if I die today, I'm not going to heaven. I don't care what the preachers say. Here's what you need to understand. Here's what Paul preached, and here's what is preached at this church, and I believe without a shadow of doubt, Larry heard it. It says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith. What's he talking about? See, when Christ died on the cross, that was a picture of grace. That was grace hanging on the cross. So when you go into Walmart and you go into Target and you see these little Easter bunnies and chocolate bunnies and all that. Disregard all that. Okay? I'm not against jelly beans, and people that know me, I love jelly beans. But that's not what it's all about. Okay? It's about the grace of God coming from heaven, dying on a cross for your sins. And Paul saying here, it is for by grace are you saved. It is by what Christ did on Calvary's cross are you saved. You must receive him. For by grace are you saved. How, Paul? Through faith. Faith. What is faith, Pastor? Faith is believing what you can't believe in the flesh. Believing that Christ is who he said he was. Oh, not easy now. And you will get condemned by believing it. But it is by grace are you saved. How? Through faith. And not that of yourself. It's not coming for you. There's no goodness in you. Okay? If you're going to get saved, if you're going to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, it can't come from within you. Okay? Because see, there's no good in us. It's got to come from an outside source. And that outside source is the grace of God. It's Christ dying on Calvary. For by grace are you saved. How? Through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. It is a gift of God. Not by works. You can't work it up. You can't work it up. You got to ask God. You got to follow your knees. Say, God, I need the faith to believe in the grace that you have brought to us in the person of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Listen, it's a gift. Larry received that gift. Larry received that gift and raised his hand. I need to be baptized. I need to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, because I know my time is short. My time is short, and I want to go to a better place. I don't want to leave here and not know where I'm going. And like I said before, everybody in heaven want to be in heaven. There's nobody in heaven that's just popped in accidentally. You're just not going to accidentally drop in on heaven. Like, whoa, streets of gold? No. Everybody in heaven want to be there. And Larry want to be there. And if I can speak for Larry, Larry want all you guys, all his cousins, all his peoples. He want all you to be with him in heaven. Now, I know that's a strange eulogy, because a lot of preachers won't preach that. But it's just the truth. It's just the truth. Because I don't do a whole lot of funerals. I don't like doing unsaved folks' funerals, because I'm going to talk to the family. I just, I don't have a heaven to put them in. And I believe there's some important things you need to have to go to heaven. Let me give you three and I'm going to be done. First, you need to have a Lord that you love. Then you need to have a pastor that you love. See, I see a whole lot of pastors don't even know the names of the folks they putting in heaven. That's dangerous stuff. Okay? And then you need to have a church that you love. So if you got them three, you're on the right track. But if you're here today and you don't have a pastor that know you by name, that ought to be a telltale sign you on the wrong road. Okay? Then you ought to have some folks that'll fry you some chicken and make you some macaroni and cheese and sing Amazing Grace to you. Okay? And then you ought to have a pastor with the courage and the foolishness of preaching to preach the gospel to you, even if you just don't even speak to him. I can't stand that bald-headed man. Well, join the list. There's a whole lot of folks can't stand preaching, because like I said, they killed all the preachers. Okay, see, read your Bible. There ain't a name in here who preached God's word that didn't die. So we got preachers want to be popular. Ain't nobody popular. They killed Peter. They killed Paul. They killed Andrew. They killed Luke. They killed Matthew. They killed all the apostles. Jesus said, you killed all the prophets. They killed Isaiah. Okay? They killed Amos. You look through the Bible, everybody's name in here died. But we got preachers that's popular. That's a problem. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to save souls and preach the gospel. Amen. 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 Let's have a word of prayer. Let's have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to ask this deacon to come up and pray for the food. And they have closing remarks on here. Anybody have any closing remarks? No. So I'm going to ask this Deacon Jeremy to come up after I've done and pray for the food and maybe even pray for the family. Just a closing prayer as I pray now. Father, in the name of our Savior and our Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you first and foremost for being so gracious to us that you would step out of glory and walk this earth. And not only walk it, Father God, but allow them to crucify you, to spit in your face, to slam a crown of thorns on your head, to call you a bastard child, to hate you and ridicule you and want to stone you every time you preach. And then when you was on the cross, Father God, they continued to mock you. They say he saved others, saved himself. But then, Father God, you're so good. You're so full of grace and you're so full of mercy. You're so good. You said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. And Father, I just believe right now, if I was in that crowd, I'd have been hurling rocks and cussing and swearing and acting a fool too. But you forgave this preacher. And if you forgave this preacher, Father God, you still in the forgiving business. And if there's someone here tonight, Father God, who know they need forgiveness, who know that you will not take your sins and you will not take your unforgiving heart into heaven, Father God, give them the strength to cry out to you, Father, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Father God, thank you for Larry Jr. Thank you for his wonderful mother, Shirley, and his sisters and brothers who cared for him for a long time. And Father God, all of us in here know we got some folks in here right now that are caring for their loved ones, that have cared for them. It is not easy. You're going to have some good days and some bad days. And we just thank you, Father God, for all the days. We thank you for all the days, Father God. We pray right now that this family will just continue to come together, that they will continue to love one another and let them know one of them will be next on the list. And I only say that to urge this family to get right with God. Get right with God. Don't have no preacher up here lying about you. Get right with God and get right today. Father, thank you in advance for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Brother Deacon Jeremy's going to close us with just pray for the food. We're going to meet in the fellowship hall. Hope everybody can stick around and just give this family, show this family some love and some support, because we all do this.